Tantor Audio presents This Gun for Hire by Joe Goodman. Narrated by Tom Zingarelli. Chapter 1. August 1888. Falls Hollow, Colorado. He watched her pause at the head of the stairs and survey the room. Her eyes swept over him and did not return. If she noticed that she had his full attention, she gave no indication. Perhaps she considered it no more than her due. Experience must have taught her that it gave a man a savoring sort of pleasure to look at her. Her pause had been deliberate, had it not? She raised one hand in a graceful, measured arc and placed it on the banister. The gesture drew his gaze away from her face. He doubted that he was alone in following it, but he glanced neither right nor left to confirm his suspicion. She wore no gloves, no rings. Her hands needed no adornment. Her fingers were long and slender, the nails short but buffed. There was a moment, no more than that, when he could have sworn her hand tightened on the railing, gripping it hard enough for her knuckles to appear in stark, bloodless relief. Curious, his eyes lifted to her face to search for corroborating evidence that she was not quite at her ease. Nothing in her expression gave her away, and when he regarded her hand again, her fingers were merely curved over the rail, pink and perfect, and feather-light in their touch. Quill McKenna wondered at what price she could be bought. He had money. He had not planned to spend any of it on a whore, true, but experience had taught him that plans could and should change when new facts presented themselves. She was a new fact, and her presentation damn near took his breath away. He was not entirely sure why that was so.